good evening, everyone, and welcome to this meeting session of In My Shoes. My name is Chester, and I'm inviting you to join me for the next 15 minutes as I journey through the mind of Joel Sylvester. Joel is a 35-year-old who spent his childhood in the land of the free. Ironic that phrase came to mind while describing the great continent, because, well, I'll just let Joel explain. Mr. Sylvester, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, you look great also. Little sex pack going on, yeah. So tell me, at what age you arrived in America?
2 years old.
Okay, and which state was this?
New York.
Alright, so how would you describe your school experience? Because you said you got here at 3, and I would imagine you went to school here. How was it for you?
It was fun, you know. Same school system here, basically, in a sense, but a better opportunity. School was fun.
And what's the names of your schools?
What, from which stage?
All, if you could remember.
I will start from public school, which is elementary school in the Bronx, PS 93. And from there, junior high school, 178, that is in Brooklyn, Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Yeah.
And I also went to high school, Springfield Gardens, Queens. I forget what area that is, but it's in Queens. And also went to our next school in Queens, August Martin. I had a famous school, mostly plenty people who's from there. Like, I think Nicki Minaj went there. But anyway, it's a famous school.
Yeah.
I went to Prospect Heights, that is in Brooklyn.
And what were your grades like?
What
were your grades like? Were they good, average? Were you just...
I never finished school.
Oh.
In public normal school, I end up get my GED, which is equivalent to a high school diploma.
Yeah.
So I didn't do well when I was going to high school, but I have equivalent to a GED. I mean, to a high school diploma. So, but my grades for high school diploma was just, it was passing grades. There wasn't no outstanding marks, but I passed.
And do you think your parents were ever called in, like, and you still got suspended and shit?
I still get really expelled. That why most of the schools, like most, like from Springfield, I guess, is expelled. You know, then I think I get expelled for more. So yeah, so most of my schools, the only school I didn't get expelled from, I believe, was Prospect Heights. But now when I realized I was too behind in school,
I
ended up getting the GED. So I still managed to get my diploma, but not under high school.
What was your final level of education?
Well, like I said, the GED.
What is that?
That is the equivalent to the high school diploma, which is an E subject. You get a Regents. I believe, yeah. When you do math here, you just get a grade for that level. Let's say, for example, math, you get what?
Yeah.
You get six. See?
At
or is it all subjects considered the CXC?
All.
All? Right.
What age you did your high school diploma?
Wow, the GED was what year did that, boy? 2009, I believe. Yeah, so I ended up getting my diploma late.
What? How old were you?
I was like 25, 24, maybe.
Never too old to go back to school.
Exactly.
Yeah. In school, when you ever meet popular kids, always bouncing out and them kind of thing.
Well, but I wouldn't really consider, you know, the popular when it comes to them things. Even though I was working when I was going to school.
Yeah.
At one point, I was working in Blockbuster at that time. And, you know, I had a little brand and thing, but not to say I was no big popular person to where, you know, people would say, you know. Plenty competition in the States, personally.
Was there ever like a hangout house or a hype house in your house of friends' house somewhere?
Nah.
There wasn't.
I wasn't into them things.
What were you into?
Well, I used to sell drugs, so I didn't really have time for it.
Okay, we will get to that.
Well, you know, actually.
In the other segment. No, I'm talking about me out of time now, but when we come back, we'll talk about that. This isn't my shoes. Stay with us.
Do you need a bit of inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. In My Shoes is the place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and the struggles faced by ordinary people like you.
Do you need a bit of inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. In My Shoes is a place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people like you.
Welcome back to In My Shoes. I'm with Mr. Sylvester. And me talking about his time in America. Sir, and what each you got involved with a gang.
What age were I? I think it was 15. 15, yeah.
Which gang was this?
This is the Bloods gang.
Okay. And what made you join the Bloods gang?
Good question. I really can't say why I joined it there. Maybe at the time it was a thing to do, you know, because most people was in the gang, and I feel that it's probably one of the reasons why I joined it. But because I can't see no other reason why somebody would want to join a gang besides the fact that, you know, majority does rule, you know, this kind of way. Yeah, because I just look at the youth who join the gangs here in Trinidad, and the reason behind it is either two things. It could be for power, too. You want to have power. And everybody doing it. You know, same thing with Rasta and a Muslim. Or the reason why behind that is, you know, people want to be amongst their brothers, you know, and sisters on that gang, you know. But,
yeah. For protection, that type shit.
Well, it wasn't for no protection for me, yeah. It was more just want to be a part. You know, it's kind of way. I never had nobody to really, you know, feel like, you know, my life was under danger and I had to join. It wasn't like that.
So I know that blood stands for brotherly love over oppression. What did he stand for in blood?
Well, they have different meanings to it too, eh? But the one you talk about there is destruction.
So if it's brotherly love over oppression and destruction, why do y'all fight? that don't add up.
Well, it's a gang too, you know, so willing, you know. You're willing to put in that work too. Besides the fact that it's brotherly love. You ready to go to war too? Yeah, so same thing. There's no difference from here in Trinidad. Same thing with the Rastas. They probably preach the same thing, but not in that form. But everybody have the same kind of somewhat principles, and they don't follow the principles because, like you said, brotherly love is love your brother. And if you love your brother, you wouldn't wanna take advantage of the next one. You wouldn't want to do certain things to your brother. You know?
Yeah.
And if you're fighting oppression, it depends on what oppression. You might be the person who's doing the oppression. You understand? So it's like they saying one thing but they doing the next. They're totally opposite of what they stand for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the destruction, yeah, they stand for that, but all the other stuff that sounds good, yeah, for that. Yeah, the structure, you could never have a good structure when it came to destruction. See that destruction there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a join after either Rob Kelly or Stab. One was your initiation tactic.
Well, by that time, before the early stage of the blood,
yeah,
the bloods in New York,
yeah,
they used to do dumb kind of things. They used to stab, they used to cut, they used to rob, they used to kill. In the early stage, let's say 93, 94, 95, 96, dumb eras.
Yeah.
Right? But my time, it was more like 2000, 2002. So people who had the structure of that killing and stabbing, then locked up, who were fed with prison for gangs and them kind of things. They had this gang, a law in the States called the RICO law. So just like same the RICO law, and they have the gang law down here, right?
Yeah.
A gang leader law, right? So it comes, is the same thing they apply to the RICO law, to the gang law down here in Trinidad. Opposed to, if you were a gang leader, they could hit you with all kind of charges under the gang law. It could be somebody, if you Rasta and you the gang leader, and somebody from White South do something, you could be conspiracy to them charges. So, like, gang leader in the States is a person who, at that time, let's say in the 90s, who get caught under that law, who was the leader of a certain set of gang.
Yeah.
They end up getting some big charges. 15 to 20, 20 life, and them kind of stuff. So, yeah. The initiation part was so watered down that everybody wanted to join, so it wasn't as intense. But mine was, I think I had a fight for 31 seconds.
Only last 15 second fight.
Yeah, 31 seconds is, basically, you know, you fighting for that time.
Yeah.
And people in between, like, you might get 10 seconds on one person, then the next 10 seconds you might get somebody else to come in, and the last one is might be a 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, what on you got charmed?
Yeah.
Was it difficult for you to fight them off?
That was so long ago, I can't really remember how it happened, but it wasn't difficult, I don't think it was difficult. I would have probably remembered. I think it was mostly people my age too, so I really didn't know.
One when your emotions, when you scared, surprised.
Could never be surprised, right? Because you know what you're getting into, you know?
Yeah.
So it's more you're drilling, rushing, because you like, you know, you want to be in this now, you know? So there's more a rush than a scared, if anything.
But I imagine for them to jump you, they have to catch you off guard.
No, well, if it's street, remember, like I said, it's street people.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, it's skills into fighting too, you know? Especially when you're fighting street people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You ain't gonna come out on top, but you know, I know how to fight. Yeah.
Let me ask you this now. Who was your chi and your ochi?
Boy, I really can't remember, but I can say when I first started, I was under, towards the head, was Twin, the Stone Villain, and his G was, I forget who his G was, but I ended up meeting him.
Okay.
I forget his G.
And what are a G? And an Ochi, how would you describe them?
Well, there's different stages to the gangs. There's so many different stages now. Well, I will only talk about the old ones, right?
Yeah.
The old G's, they had, it's five stars, right?
Yeah.
And each star was a general. So that is, you know, so this general now, he had people who was under him, which is like soldiers, and the soldiers had stages too, right? And the people who under the general had the green light to say, alright, I want this one to be under my general. So the next person in line after the G was a person who had the green light to give the go to say, well, I want this one in the gang. And he was the one like that. So, and the OG is the one who run and he set. Right? Yeah.
What's that one you in?
Bloodstone Villain.
Bloodstone. Oh. That's a new set.
Nah, it's not a new set.
No, to me.
Oh, to you?
Yeah, cause I know of the
Brims.
And
if you know the Brims, you must know the Stones. The who?
BMW? Yeah. Brooklyn Most Wanted.
That wasn't never a blood gang.
Okay.
I probably was just a Brooklyn gang. I think. BMW. You know, the Brooklyn.
How do you feel now knowing that you were a part of something like that?
How did I feel?
How do you feel now?
Oh, about it?
Well, yeah.
I am not proud of it. It was never, it wasn't constructive at all. It wasn't constructive. Because now that I look at it, I find, like, it didn't make no sense in it, when you really think about it, because them, you wasn't benefiting nothing from it. Most of the people, I can't even reach out to them to say, well, I know some people from my neighborhood, but like the majority I knew was in the gang. I don't talk to any of them. You know, what's that really about? It's not nothing. You know, so it was just, I find it didn't make no sense. Now that I see it, I find it was real, like, wasn't constructive at all.
Waste of time right now, by like 5 minutes, so we'll take a break, and when we come back, Mr. Sylvester would tell us about his experience coming back to his hometown that he did not shit about. This is In My Shoes. I'm Chester. Let's take some messages.
Good day. This product is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you could not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you yourself can become a podcaster. Anchor will distribute your podcast among other platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back, everyone. For the last segment of this week's episodes, now Mr. Sylvester, what were your feelings being caught?
Caught?
Yeah, by law.
Okay. But you know, once your freedom is gone, you feel like you don't have no control of your circumstances, you know? That is it. You lost your freedom. You feel helpless.
And, your emotions when you were told you're not really from America, you're from a small island called Trinidad and Tobago. You have to go back here and never come back. How do you feel?
Well, boy, it was just fear in my eye. I felt was like, you know, how do you explain it, boy? Like, it wasn't, like, you don't know. Oh, for sure, because Trinidad is a totally different country compared to America. The opportunities, they still have opportunities out in Trinidad, but to know and not know what's going to take place, you have to change up your whole mindset. People different, the culture different, you know, so it was to a point that whether I could make it in Trinidad. But I always say, if I can make it in the States, can make it in Trinidad, but at the same time, man, Trinidad different from in the States. So I had to change up your whole mindset. And I came here with a different mindset. I wasn't on the same thing I was on before. You know, scheming and selling drugs, credit card scams. But like, I stopped all them things and I ended up slow down my pace when it came to them things. I just started working and I started doing the right things now.
Man, when you're feeling walking through the airport onto the plane.
It was, boy, long time I didn't see, like, outside. It was alright, you know. It was I was with two officers, federal officers that was in plain clothes. And before I came out the car, the person was saying that, you know, we had to take off the cuffs just to, you know, play like you want to run or anything like that. So, it was normal, you know. I think I took a plane from somewhere upstate New York to JFK.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it's like, you know, the whole world changed because time done passed, everything looking so different.
What impact do you believe in your heart you would have made in America?
Say that again.
What impacts do you believe you made in America?
Oh, impacts? Well, I can't really see a makeup impact because
it doesn't matter. Positive.
It wasn't
nugget.
Positive. It
was, nothing.
No, I wouldn't talk about something because I find it senseless to talk about it. You understand? So,
yeah. Okay. What impacted you the most about America?
Impacting me the most in America. Well, the opportunities, I would say, there's so many opportunities to get compared to like in Trinidad, but it's all your mindset if you want to chase that kind of goal, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you want to pursue acting. Right now, my little brother, I think he's in acting school, you know? And you're sure to know if you're going to pursue that, you'll be in the mix of actors if you had to go LA or, you know, this kind of way. It's different things you can get yourself into.
What
I just never took the opportunity to take advantage of them.
What about fans? Are you still in contact with them?
Yeah, I'm still in contact with one or two friends that I talk to. You know, but I haven't saw nobody over some 20 years. I don't know. I lied. Let me see. 10, 5, 10.
15.
About 15 years.
And your Turkish fans,
Nistel. No, I don't know Turkish fans. And most of the friends I talked to was in my neighborhood, was in the gang. them not in gangs anymore. Anybody done, they drop out.
How?
They're on a different path.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah.
And that you had anybody to guide you and tell you like, well, join
or I had plenty
join and a gang.
I had plenty of people was guiding me, you know, to not do dumb kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, I have plenty, but it's either if you take heed, you understand? Because
yeah.
At one point, I was, like I said, I was working when I was going to school, so I wasn't always, after a while, I did end up slowing down, so the gang thing wasn't all that big factor anymore, but I started getting into more other trouble when I was working. I used to do credit card.
Fraud.
Yeah, so that kind of tied me up too. It wasn't about the gang anymore. It was about credit card fraud, you know, and how I could make easy money.
So what? Why the news? Stop is it because you're in a different environment, you don't want that no more, or is it because surprise everybody? Joel is a new daddy.
Well, I always say it's really when it comes to the fraud and shit that I hear is the ones I used to do. Yeah, that still had that connect, and me never really had that connect still, because I was doing my fraud by myself. You gotta know people to do them kind of things. You can't just say, well, I wanna do fraud. You gotta know what's in the business of fraud. You understand? But I just say I've been, you know, doing it wrong all my life.
Yeah.
I said let me just change, you know.
How old is your daughter?
She's 4.
What's her name?
Johanna.
Okay. This is in, well, this was in my shoes. We'll talk to y'all next week with a brand new story. Keep walking.